This is the Measurement Minute with Gary Angel. The basic IoT measurement camera covers a lot of people counting situations. We use it for door counting, occupancy management, queue measurement, some merchandise and analytics, and both labor and shopper journey tracking. But it doesn't work for everything. In some cases, that's just because camera isn't a good solution. In other cases, though, there are camera variants worth understanding. Poor lighting is one of the most obvious limitations on camera performance. Low lighting is the most common example, but very bright environments, wildly shifting light environments, and very cluttered environments can all defeat normal people counting video cameras. There are camera variants that work in almost any conditions, though. Time-of-flight sensors send out pulsed beams of light, usually infrared, and then measure their time to return. The technique is almost like radar. It creates a mapping of a scene and then identifies moving objects in the mapping. Time-of-flight systems are usually more expensive than people-counting systems, and they're not as turnkey, so they introduce cost into every level of the system. Nor are they as good for things like merchandising analytics. But if you need people tracking in challenging conditions, time-of-flight might be the way to go. Another limitation of measurement cameras is that they are essentially a black box. Since they aren't pushing video to the cloud, you can't customize the analytics at a deep level. We use the lowest level data feeds for measurement cameras, but it's still just people position data. So you can't use measurement cameras for any customized video analytics. No face recognition, no eye tracking, no customized interactions, no object recognition. Unless the vendor has pre-built something into the camera, you can't do it with a measurement camera. What can you get pre-built? Gender identification, mass detection, safe distancing, which is mostly useless, height, cart detection, which is kind of buggy. That's about it. If you need to do more, you'll likely have to piggyback a simpler video camera with a more powerful open processor. Scrapping the dedicated measurement camera for a cheap digital video camera connected to a single board computer running video machine learning is less turnkey and usually less accurate, but it opens up a range of video processing applications. We typically use NVIDIA's Jetson line of computers if we're going in this direction. The last variant slash limitation to be aware of is that cameras are sensitive to both angle and height. In general, the higher your ceilings, the bigger your field of view. But most camera variants will only support up to some maximum ceiling height, and it's often more expensive to get models equipped for higher ceilings. Cameras are also limited in how much they can be angled, which is frequently a problem if you're trying to cover outdoor spaces. Outdoor and angle variants of measurement cameras do exist, and you guessed it, they generally cost a little more. In my next minute, I'll take up the whole issue of matrixing and stitching cameras together to create a really large field of view. Talk to you then.